USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Over 1,100 former Justice Department workers calling for Attorney General Bill Barr to resign over his handling of the Roger Stone case. The department intervened in the sentencing of the longtime Trump associate, knocking down the sentence prosecutors initially recommended for his conviction on obstruction of justice, lying to Congress, and witness tampering. In that open letter to Barr, the ex-DOJ workers say he and President Trump have damaged the department's reputation and integrity. Three topless female protesters interrupting Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders at an appearance in Carson City, Nevada yesterday. They complained about dairy industry subsidies and poured milk on themselves before security took them away. Sanders taking the interruption in stride, telling the crowd, "This is USA Radio News.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A new NASCAR season got underway yesterday. It was the Great American Race, and it will have to be finished today because of yesterday's weather, but President Trump was part of the opening ceremonies, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
There's a military flyover in Florida at the Daytona 500, where President Trump, the Grand Marshal.
For 500 heart-pounding miles, these fierce competitors will chase the checkered flag.
He speaks to the crowd with wife Melania by his side and then takes a historic lap around the track in the Beast, his bulletproof black presidential limo. He also asks the folks at NASCAR for a radio and speaks directly to the drivers. Listen.
Drivers, this is President Trump, and it was an honor to open the Daytona 500. Have a phenomenal day. Have a great race. Be safe.
Due to the weather, the race called off. Instead, it's scheduled for Monday afternoon.
And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Today is President's Day, a day to honor America's commanders-in-chief, past and present. Congress originally implemented the federal holiday way back in 1879 as Washington's birthday. It was also the first federal holiday to honor an American citizen. Now it's traditionally celebrated on the third Monday of February each year to coincide with Washington's birth, which is February 22nd. Up until 1968, though, it was celebrated on the actual date of his birthday, but President Nixon later called the holiday President's Day as a way to honor past presidents, all of them. And on this Monday holiday, it means banks are closed, as is Wall Street, and there's no mail delivery. And in many parts of the country, schools are closed as well. The state of California formally apologizing for the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II. During that war, over 120,000 Japanese Americans were detained at 10 camps in California. This Thursday, the California Assembly is expected to approve a formal apology to all Americans of Japanese descent. And a rocket launch that was scrubbed over the weekend is now set for today. SpaceX will launch a Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral at about 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And the weather conditions so far are 80% go. The rocket's carrying 60 Starlink satellites to help SpaceX provide high-speed internet all over the world. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.